Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. We're in the Gospel of John chapter 21, where Peter and the disciples have gone out on a fishing trip, but have not brought anything back. Do you remember when Jesus sent the disciples on ahead of him while he hung back on the mountainside to pray? And he prayed all night. And while he was praying, he saw that the disciples were making headway painfully. Well, you know what happens next. Jesus walks on the water towards them, revealing his greatness. Sometimes Jesus reveals his power in grand, big, dramatic, pleasing ways, but sometimes it's through the empty boat. It's through causing desperation or a crisis or even a dark night of the soul. Does that really sound like something God would do? Well, consider this. Joseph going into the pit, going into the prison, but the text tells us the Lord was with him. Think about Moses spending 40 years on the backside of the desert. Think about Jesus being led into the desert by the Holy Spirit to be tempted by Satan. Do you remember Paul saying that he had a thorn in the flesh to keep him from being conceited? He called it a messenger of Satan, and he had prayed 3 times for God to remove it, but God never did. All of those instances, and many more, were orchestrated by God. We may think that the enemy causes those times in our lives, but it appears that when the enemy is tempting us, God is also testing us. Martin Luther famously once said, "Even the devil is still God's devil." So when you pray today, please remember Tracy Miller and his family, our missionaries in Georgia. And also remember the Garifuna LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Belize, Guatemala, and Honduras.